Oh, amazing. How are you?
It's been too long.
It's really way too long. I'm trying to think back to the last time, but all I can think of is, you know, the early days of when we've met. I have a very short memory these
days.
So
do I. I walk into rooms and forget why I'm going in there.
Yes, same.
How are things in Nashville, my friend? Whoa, I had a little bit of a squeak there.
Great. You know, the sun is shining today. I'm sitting on my balcony in an Oilers shirt.
Oh, boy.
Loving life.
So you must have been a little upset after last night.
Oh, you know what? We've got to start somewhere, right?
As an Edmontonian, as an Albertan, as a Canadian, what's been the most challenging thing to adapt to, living so far away from home?
For starters, being so far away from family. You know, everyone's still out there in Edmonton, so it's nice to come back and see everyone, but it's definitely hard being away from family. The summers here, you get, it feels like 40 almost every day.
And oh, gosh.
There was a time in my life where I thought I would love that, and I don't know if I love that anymore. I love a good old Alberta summer.
Like a 17 or an 18, not a constantly sweating, just existing.
No, exactly. Well, and then you learn that, you know, an American shot is nearly double a Canadian
Oh,
one.
Good so Lord. Then,
exactly. And I miss a nice, weak Canadian spicy Caesar.
Now, when it comes to your writing, because you do a lot of songwriting, what do you write most about these days? Life in Canada, life in the U.S.?
I think my time in Canada, my many, many years in Canada shaped a lot of all of me, you know, my beliefs, the way that I feel about the world and the way I love people. And, you know, some of my favorite memories from growing up are still the things that I love writing about. So I like to think that all of my growing up between the north side and the south side of Edmonton and trips to see my grandparents out of Saskatchewan have shaped a lot of the songs that I'm still writing.
North side, represent.
Yeah.
Chatting with Allie, she's got a brand new single called I Would Have Stayed. I'm just curious, what does a day look like for you in Nashville?
I go to my Pilates class nice and early in the morning, a little walk, and then straight into a writing room. And it's, you know, usually with someone new every day. And I'm really lucky, obviously, to be an artist and to get to write songs for myself and cut songs. But it's really cool to get into rooms and help other artists realize what they want to say and how they want to say it. So I get to write songs for other people too every day. So
it's a
different thing every single day. And that's kind of the best parts about this town is you never know what's coming.
All right, let's talk about the new single, I Would Have Stayed. My interpretation is you're in a relationship. You're okay with it. You're not 100% on it. He's pretty much done with it. He walks away. Now your friends are like, whew, you dodged one there. You should have got out sooner.
Yes.
Hey!
And you nailed it. You nailed it, Sean.
It's like all your friends are looking at your relationship going, girl, what are you doing?
Exactly. And you know what the funniest part is that I feel as a writer and as an artist, I'm always very cautious about letting people into my life and what I'm going through and what we share. And some of the scariest parts are putting out songs that are so real to what you're going through. But it took being in a room with one of my best friends, Lydia Sutherland, who's actually from Montreal, and she's living here in Nashville now. And we sat down and I kind of came in with this title and I said, I would have stayed. And she goes, thank God you left because I would have stayed. And I said, you know what? Sometimes you need your friends to tell you exactly how it is because you won't say it yourself, right?
And that's when you come back a couple of days later. We got back together. I didn't mean any of it. I swear he's a lovely fella.
Well, yeah, now we got to choose the next song that comes after this, right?
Well, it is a fantastic tune. I'm so incredibly happy for you. If we want to follow Allie and all the goings on and what you're doing in your life, where am I going to go?
Yeah, if you search Allie, A-L-E-E, just about anywhere, you listen to music online. Gotta Be Allie is the tag, as you know, from right from the beginning, Sean.
Right from the beginning, yeah.
It's nice to know that people are still finding me there. So.
And every once in a while, you're on TikTok doing some stuff.
Every now and then, yeah. Gotta Be Allie over there, too, and just trying to have fun with it all, you know?
Well, I'm loving watching from, I don't know how many kilometers it is between you and I, but I'm so incredibly proud of you. And I get to say, hey, she sang at my wedding.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Hey?
We've grown up so much.
Well, yes. I hope you have, because I don't know how much I've grown up.
And I haven't at all.
It's almost going the other way some days.
Exactly right. And I'm fine with that. Allie, always a pleasure catching up. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, Sean. Have a good one.